Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, we've got Ian.
How are you?
And Tony.
Lots of news just broke moments before the show started. Ari and I have not really had much time to process the information. But
I have no time to process the information. I mean, realistically, I mean, I found out about this, like, right before I left my house in order to come here to do the show.
Yeah. And
so, super fun.
We're not technically allowed to talk about the case in question against us, which is we're not allowed to talk about it with each other. And there's only so much we can say on the radio because, you know, we can't talk about, like, the discovery, which is secretive. So, but now there's, I don't know if there's going to be more discovery coming or what, because there's now way more charges. They have done what's called a superseding indictment.
Which we knew was coming.
We knew it was probably coming. I guess there was a chance they were bluffing us, but no, they
weren't.
That's
true. And it was starting to, like, okay, yeah, they were bluffing, and we called their bluff, and that was the right call.
Now, they've added in a bunch more charges, so the Crypto 6 situation, which, by the way, 4 out of the 6 have dropped out. 3 of the 6 have taken felony plea deals with the federal government. They'll be sentenced in late July on, I believe all 3 of them pled to wire fraud, 1 count each of wire fraud.
I think so.
Quote unquote wire fraud. I say that because there's no actual victim. There's no actual loss. Although the government gang is now claiming the victims are the banks, and they have a long list of, I don't know, a dozen or so banks and credit unions that they say were the victims of this dastardly fraud scheme that they are accusing us of. They've added now, because Aria and I have not taken a plea deal. We are the two who have not. One, Colleen did not take a plea. She made some sort of a deal to have the charges dropped, so good for her for that. So it's now down to the crypto duo, and that is what we have here going forward with the crypto, what was the original Crypto 6 case. They've now brought in a bunch of new wire fraud so-called charges. They brought in some
substantially more money laundering charges.
Extra money laundering charges. Yep. Now you grabbed a few of those, I think.
Yeah, 3 of those, I believe.
They hit you with some wire fraud, and there might be something else in there that I'm forgetting. But it's basically more of the same. They got a little more creative with some of the extra charges. Oh, I've been hit with basically failure to file taxes for the last 6 years. So there's some charges in there for that as well. And that's likely only 6 years because there is a 6-year statute of limitations. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have charged me for many more years beyond that. So neither of us have had a chance to consult with our attorneys on this matter, and we are both expected to be arraigned on these new charges coming up in early May. So May 11th will be our arraignment dates. And we are going to be arraigned by the very same judge who decided that I should not be granted bail the first time around. Or not judge, magistrate is the term for this person. So not the judge in the case. That judge will not be seeing our arraignments. The magistrates take care of the arraignments. So I don't know if this woman is going to demand that I report immediately to jail again, and then we have to go through that whole process again, or how that's going to go.
It seems unlikely, right?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't raid our houses today, so that's I guess, a positive.
I know. I've been pleasantly surprised by that because, you know, I did acquire a dog after the raid last year. I have a golden retriever.
Well, yeah, that increases the risk.
Yeah, and she's super friendly, but she's a puppy. And she's super friendly,
yeah.
Right? There would be no, hey, no, those are FBI agents. Leave them alone. No, she's going
to... She just wants to come greet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that generally doesn't end well for dogs.
Yeah. And have you ever roughhoused anybody in her presence? Has she reacted to... Because some dogs are just as friendly as ever, but you start tussling around and jumping around and making a lot of movements, and sometimes those dogs will freak out and think that you're being attacked and come to your defense.
That doesn't seem like her.
Yeah, she's a golden retriever.
Yeah, I mean, she's good. She's happy with everyone, so.
Wow.
So that's the update in the Crypto 6 case. We have not seen, you know, any other details except for the indictment that they just handed down. But the good news, if you want to find a, you know, the shining spot here, if there is one in this cloud.
Such always the optimist.
That is that this, supposedly this is the end of the road for them filing charges in regards to anything that has happened in the past. You know, regards to this situation. That doesn't mean they can't cook up some other completely separate case in regards to something else. Who knows? But for now, this is supposedly the end of... They have laid all of their cards on the table, and once we get all of the discovery in, which I don't know what the deadline is for them to do that now with this new indictment, then we can finally move forward with defending this case.
I don't know. There's so many new charges. I can't imagine this actually goes to trial this November. I mean, they almost doubled the amount of charges. And I mean, they took me from 2 to 9.
Yeah, that's right. That's your punishment for not taking the plea deal.
That's how they do.
They want us to stick to the original timeline of going to trial, you know, 6 months from now. I just don't see it happening.
We will see.
Not with the stakes raised so significantly.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be up to the attorneys. You know, if they feel like they need more time, then they're certainly going to ask for it, and they'll likely be granted that. So that's where it sits. If you want to learn more, you can go to thecrypto6.com. You can watch video footage of the raid, basically. Not the moment of, but the, sort of the immediate moments after. Thanks to Chris and Bob, who were there at, like, Johnny on the spot. They were right out there at 6 in the morning. So it's pretty amazing. Most of the time you don't get to see footage like this.
That's why they do it at 6 in the morning when everyone's asleep.
Exactly. So, thecrypto6.com, you can learn more about that. Again, no victims in these supposed crimes, but they want to put us away in prison. I mean, just one of the wire fraud charges is up to 30 years in prison.
Mm.
And there's, you know, a dozen plus of those now that I'm facing, I think. I think I've got 12. I think Aria's got 4 or something like that. So, serious stuff. And they really do what they can to protect their banker buddies. So, getting into bizarre news that I mentioned last night, and Conan, you've got one too about...
We've got a lot of bizarre stuff this evening.
A strange pizza assignment for
eighth graders.
Children at government school. We'll get into that coming up here in a bit. But to start out, I mentioned this one last night, and we didn't get to it. It's from dnyuz.com. And do you guys remember the story about the, I don't know if he was like a Russian bodybuilder who married his sex doll?
Yeah, and then he divorced her and married an ashtray.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if he married the ashtray, but he fell in love with it.
That's right. Yep.
And
and this guy, you know, he's probably trolling people, but he's so good at it. Like, he actually had a wedding, and his friends were there, and there's photographs of this thing. It's not just like he's just talking online.
So the ashtray guy is, this is another guy.
A different guy. This is from over the last few years, this bodybuilder.
Because I was about to say, this isn't the first time a human being has married something inanimate.
Well, I don't understand how you can marry a thing that's inanimate. I think generally in order to have a marriage, you have to have mutual consent between the parties.
That's a good point.
What
if it's inanimate? It doesn't have a voice, and so it's your possession, so you make decisions on its behalf, right?
Like if it was a slave or something.
Exactly.
gets into a whole lot of gray area.
So maybe marriage is the wrong word. Maybe we need to come up with something different. If more and more people are jumping on this wagon, which it appears is taking place, especially when you're talking about sex dolls, which is, you know, they're coming out in force.
I'm going to say you can't marry property. Now, I'm going to say that's where one has to draw the line.
Yeah,
marriage is a matter of consent, and property cannot consent.
I think by definition, marriage has to have a second consenting party.
I did
agree.
At least.
Maybe you can have a third and a fourth and a fifth, I mean, depending on what you're into. But this one, it's just right in the line with the case with the bodybuilder, except this one might even be more serious, more of likely to be a real situation instead of a big troll. This is from Tokyo. In almost every way, Akihiko Kondo is an ordinary Japanese man. He's pleasant and easy to talk to. He has friends and a steady job and wears a suit and tie to work. There's just one exception.
Salary man.
Mr. Kondo is married to a fictional character. His beloved, Hatsune Miku, is a turquoise-haired, computer-synthesized pop singer who has toured with Lady Gaga and starred in video games. After a decade-long relationship. One that Kondo says pulled him out of a deep depression. He held a small unofficial wedding ceremony in Tokyo in 2018.
He cured his depression by going crazy.
Do these dolls last that long?
Has
she been getting updated?
There's more coming up here in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. I'm talking about a bizarre situation that may be becoming more popular.
Commonplace, for sure.
I'm not going to say it's commonplace.
It will be.
But it might be.
I think especially in, you know, countries where, you know, there are less criminals and or they have their, you know, the culture has been set up in such a way over the years that men would rather mess around with inanimate objects.
I mean, we are talking about a Japanese dude here, and I don't want to, you know, rail too hard against the Japanese, but we talked about them a few weeks ago, or last week, in some other context, and we pointed out some of these bizarre game shows. I mean, the Japanese people, as a culture, they do weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So this isn't...
Just think tentacles. And I'll stop right
there.
Yeah, we'll leave that one.
But, I mean, they do weird stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they would look at us and say that we do some weird stuff,
I'm sure
too.
They would.
And certainly some of the reasons for this may be because of the different repressions that they're subjected to in their culture, the different pressures and such that perhaps we are not, but we're subject to other ones. And you referenced it, Conan, the sort of insular mentality that a lot of people in Japan have. Where
it's a working class. It's a very, the very strong family units. Grow up and work for the rest of your life and to take care of your family. And that's the most important thing. Exactly.
There might have been strong family ties in past generations, but now there's not even a drive to make a family.
And now you have the rise of the hermit kids who live with their parents and just lay around in bed and play video games all day.
Well, that's happening in the United States.
It's really bad in Japan.
Is that right?
Yeah. By the way, I did look up the definition of marriage. Number one is the state of being united as spouses in a consensual and contractual relationship recognized by law.
Hmm.
The institution where individuals are joined by marriage. So it's looking more and more like it's consensual and it has to be people. But number three, it says an intimate or close union.
Okay.
So sure, I can have this guy might have really had a really strong relationship with his ashtray, possibly.
Union suggests it's like a two-way street, though.
Yeah. I don't think you can have a relationship if there is no other volition on the other side of the relation.
Yeah, but union is just a bonding. It's just, and again, I'll go back. If it's your property, you make decisions on its behalf. It's your decision. It's your choice.
I don't think the ashtray guy, it wasn't his ashtray.
Oh, really?
Like a club?
It's getting juicy.
Well, the guy who owned the ashtray was, like, cool with it.
Wait. Was he cheating with the... Oh, wait, that's the other question. Was he cheating on the sex
on
doll?
Sex doll.
You can't
with
cheat
the ashtray.
On a sex doll with an ashtray, okay? Let's get that out of the way first, okay? That's not possible.
Did he have permission from the person who owned the ashtray?
See, and that's why...
Or was it a whole cuckold kind of a situation?
He did have I don't want to say blessing, but he had the permission of the guy who owned the ashtray.
Okay, yes. So I think it's a legal union. And of course we know he's trolling us. So this is the best part.
We think he's trolling. I mean, it seems like that has to be a troll. It could simply be that he is insane. Now, in the case of Mr. Kondo, this is a Japanese man in Tokyo, Ahiko Kondo. He has married a anime character named Hatsune Miku. She's turquoise-haired, a computer-synthesized pop singer who's toured with Lady Gaga and starred in video games. He says that his decade-long, quote, relationship pulled him out of a deep depression.
So this is one of those made-up influencers on Instagram or whatever, one of these, you know, controversy-free pop stars or whatever that will stay young forever.
Perhaps.
And never have any controversies.
And this is... not even a physical sex doll.
No, there's a physical... we don't have any idea whether or not this is a sex doll, but it is a plush doll. So in a unofficial wedding ceremony in Tokyo in 2018, she was there in the form of a plush doll wearing white, and he was in a matching tuxedo. Mr. Kondo has found love, inspiration, and solace, he says. He and his assortment of Miku dolls, so he has more than one, eat, sleep, and watch movies together. Sometimes they sneak off on romantic getaways, posting photos on Instagram, which is what the other guy did, by the way.
They don't do any of that stuff together. He's doing it by himself.
Correct.
He just has a plush doll with him while he does it.
It's really a lot like someone who has an imaginary friend, except
it
there's
is.
A doll that's actually in the imaginary friend's place. It's somebody who has enough money to make an imaginary friend have some sort of corporeal... existence.
Well, how much is a plush doll? It can't be that expensive,
right? Mr. Kondo, who's 38 years old, knows people think it is strange, even harmful. He knows that some, possibly those reading this story, hope he'll grow out of it. And yes, he knows that Miku isn't real, but his feelings for her are.
Yeah, see, that's where the problem is, right? You fell in love with something that is not real. That's an issue.
He says, when we're together, she makes me smile. In that sense, she's real.
No, she's still not real.
Can you not love your hobbies, Arya? I love gardening. My plants don't talk back to me. Of course, they're not inanimate either.
You
they're
enjoy
alive.
Spending time gardening, right? But that doesn't mean... I don't know how to differentiate between gardening and marrying a plush doll.
It's a hobby. This is his hobby. It's become his life. I'm going to say his life revolves around this inanimate object.
Mm-hmm. You take a tablet out to your garden and sit out there watching Netflix with your tomatoes, and then we can make the comparison.
So no Netflix and chill with my tomatoes.
No, you talk to the plants?
You have to treat them as though they're real, I think, in order to cross this line.
Well, the plants are real.
Yeah, they're real.
And okay, there haven't there been studies about people who talk to plants and sing to them that they grow
or play Beethoven
better?
For them?
Yeah.
I don't even know if any of that's real.
I mean, I've heard about it. I don't know how real it is.
I think that's one of those myths that are floating out there that who knows.
But you're not treating them like individuals with personalities.
No.
Okay.
But it is but I spend a lot of time with them.
You're like, boy, that tomato sure has a personality on
I
that
I spend
one.
A lot of time with, and when I'm going to, you know, driving around, doing other things, I'm sometimes thinking about my plants when they're not in my presence. You know, how are they doing?
Mm.
Are the birds out there pecking at my, are the worms out there, the caterpillars, are they eating my plants? I don't know. I'm being a little silly here, but.
That's not terribly unusual, right? Like. I think about my cats as I'm going about my day when I'm not at home. The only difference is they're animals instead of plants, but they're living things just like the plants are.
But they can't have a consensual union, a bonding with you, or can they? Do you think on some level they know what they're about? And after all, cats did domesticate themselves because they wanted to be closer to us and get scraps. And,
sure.
And of course... Any human population is going to create a lot of rat population.
If it's not a consensual union with an animal, then they're going to try to leave. Right? They're going to do their best to escape.
Good point. Good point. You don't feed them. You come home from work one day, and your dog is on your neighbor's porch.
Or somewhere else
entirely.
Yeah. So, whatever happened to G?
You know him. He was a wanderer. I lost him three times. I got him back two of the times.
And then he disappeared.
And then he took off.
And he maybe got hit by a car. Maybe he ended up with somebody else.
I think, you know that he was a really good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I think someone picked him up.
The number here is, he didn't have a tag on or anything, right?
He did.
Oh,
he had labeled his name on it. And my address and phone number.
Oh, wow. 603-283-6160. So you figure if he got hit, you would have heard about it, right? Because somebody would have.
Unless someone, you know, didn't want to deal with it and just threw him off in the ditch or something.
603-283-6160. We got more coming up here on this Japanese man who married an anime doll, more than one of them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Texas is suing to keep it in place.
The president undoubtedly has broad foreign policy discretion powers in dealing with foreign governments. That doesn't give the president a basis for ignoring a congressional command.
State Solicitor General Judd Stone arguing that under the Immigration and Nationality Act, if Homeland Security cannot detain illegal immigrants, it must send people to Mexico. Consumer confidence is slipping amid soaring inflation. The Conference Board's consumer index falling 0.3% in April after a modest increase last month. The board's Lynn Franco noting purchasing intentions are down overall, but Americans still plan to buy big ticket items like cars and major appliances. USA Radio News. The coronavirus is continuing to spread at the White House.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the Vice President's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising home prices are coming close to breaking records. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for February shows a 19% annual gain in home prices. That's the third highest reading in the index's history. Sunbelt cities including Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami showed the biggest gains, with Phoenix up nearly 33%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you have an opinion about a man, and he's not the only one.
Yeah, I told you this is not new at all. I pulled up an article. I thought I had the same guy as you. Turns out this is from 2016, a whole different dude.
In Japan.
In Japan. Who is, by the way, married with two kids, who also... developed a relationship, a love interest in his sex doll that he used when he was off on business trips.
Now, in this case, this is not...
See, I laugh, but I think that's probably healthy, or at least it's healthier than, you know, some of the alternatives,
to bring a sex doll on a business trip?
Yeah.
As opposed to using a prostitute or something like that?
Yeah. That's probably some decision cheaper that he and his wife came up with that, you know, allows him to satisfy his needs without cheating on her.
It's a little embarrassing going through TSA.
Well, unless it's becoming commonplace. And then, you know, I mean, how many of these, what are these?
Next time I fly, I am 100% packing a sex doll.
What are these things called?
Like, it's going to be carry-on luggage, man.
How many fleshlights do you think have been discovered in someone's travel suitcase?
I don't know.
By TSA.
Just remove the batteries, because the last thing you want
is to go off when it's going through the machine.
That doesn't end well for anyone. I don't know this from experience, but I've heard stories, right?
By the way, I want to say thanks to Craig Thomas, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. That is how you can support what we do here. Advertise, market, promote, and support is what AMPS stands for. And Craig is a silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month. at least helping us out over there with getting the word out about freedom to more people. So definitely appreciate the support, Craig. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Again, Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio here tonight. We've got an interesting story about a man who has married his anime doll. Apparently he has a handful of these dolls. So when he...
But they're all the same character, right?
Actually, my article says there are... this is from 2016, so I'm sure it's evolved since then. Mm-hmm. But this guy is claiming there's a company that specializes in 50 different kinds, I guess different models.
Of wife?
You talking about sex dolls?
Actually, they call them Dutch wives.
I've never known about that terminology. I wonder why they call it that.
I don't know. The Japanese have that's their special term for them. I guess because Dutch are cheap. And, you know.
Sex dolls aren't known for being cheap, though.
I know, but it's cheaper than a prostitute. You buy it once, and that's it.
Yeah, that's probably
true. Just have to make sure you keep it clean. And I guess.
All right. He has multiple dolls. So actually, when looking further, because you had mentioned you thought at first that this was the same person. You have a story from 2016. Mm-hmm. Not the same guy.
Different guy.
This guy, Akihiko Kondo, was actually quote-unquote married in what is called an unofficial wedding ceremony in Tokyo in 2018, and he brought his beloved Hatsune Miku, the anime doll, with him. However, the doll with him at the wedding, and I know this because I've got footage, RT did a documentary about this.
It would have been silly to marry the sex doll while the sex doll wasn't there, right?
What I mean is he had a very small doll that he brought into the wedding. Because he's holding it, sort of, it's not even as large as his chest.
So he wasn't, like, standing there next to a life-size doll?
No.
Well, if you're going to go crazy, go all the way.
Well, he's gone further now. The photo in the DNYUZ.com article here, he's got a full-size doll. It's sitting on a bed. He's, like, doing its hair, basically. Whatever it is that he's doing to it, he's doing something, fixing her hair. So a little more about the story here. He's one of thousands of people in Japan who have entered into unofficial marriages with fictional characters in recent decades, served by a vast industry aimed at satisfying the every whim of fervent fan culture. Tens of thousands more around the globe have joined online groups where they discuss their commitment to characters from anime, manga, and video games. For some, the relationships are just for a laugh. But Mr. Kondo, however, has long known that he didn't want a human partner.
See, this is how you end up with people taking photographs and their IDs with, you know, colanders on their heads, you know. For some of these people,
No, that's troll. That's trolling right there.
And it was trolling for some of these people, too, right?
Some of them. Thousands.
And then it became
real. And it's not just Japan, either. It's China. This is an uptick.
Well, as I was saying last night, it's just a matter of time before you have people legitimately worshipping a flying spaghetti monster. Just like it was just a matter of time before we genuinely had people marrying sex dolls or waifus or whatever they're calling them.
Partly it was because he rejected the rigid expectations of Japanese family life. But mostly it was because he had always felt an intense and even to himself inexplicable attraction to fictional characters. Accepting his feelings was hard at first, but life with Miku, he argues, has advantages over being with a human partner. She's always there for him. She'll never betray him, and he'll never have to see her get ill or die.
Oh, that's a nice one right there. But the rest of them are that never be betrayed, I guess, well... It happens.
She'll also never stand on her own volition. She'll never look you in the eyes. She'll never tell you anything meaningful.
Unless you have a very vivid imagination, and maybe she is.
Yeah, maybe he does.
I mean, if his imagination is that vivid, then she could also get sick, and she could also cheat on him and all of these other things,
true.
Right? If she's capable of doing these positive things in his imagination, she's capable of doing negative things as well. He's going to come home one day and be like, "You've been cheating on me," and just fly off into a rampage, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard style on her.
In order to spice up, I mean, that there are a lot of people out there who like spicy, dramatic relationships.
True.
I do not.
Then he's
going
to have to call the police on himself or have himself arrested for abusing a sex doll.
By the way, my guy mentions a very similar reasoning behind his love of his doll. She never betrays. She's not after my money. And I'm tired of modern, rational humans. They are heartless.
Wow.
I'm willing to bet, though, that if you're marrying your sex doll, you probably don't have a ton of money anyway.
Or friends.
That's true. Mr. Kondo sees himself as part of a growing movement of people who identify as, quote, Fictosexuals. F-I-C-T-O as in fiction. Fictosexuals.
Can we not refer to this as a movement?
Sorry, it is. That's what we're trying to get to
They've
the bottom of. It is a movement.
It is a devolution, if anything.
They're talking online. They're talking. Well, they probably would never meet in person because they're all incels or whatever. But
yeah, there's an industry behind
this. They're
not incels.
They have wives.
Propping this up. Now, here's the question: if you didn't have things like, let's say, for example, our culture, if you didn't have porn sites, you know, would we be in the mess that we're in with all the Zoomers not wanting to have sex, not wanting to have relationships?
Mm-hmm. Because that's not a fault of porn. That's a fault of them increasingly identifying their identities to the extent that it becomes impossible for them to actually have sexual intercourse.
Because their porn interest is too perfect and not even human, so they'll never meet that.
That's fiction. That's never happened. The issue with the Zoomers is that they spend so much time defining what they are sexually and no time actually having sex.
But they're not sexual.
I know, because they spend all their time defining themselves sexually. I'm a sapiosexual, pansexual, polyamorous. They do this, and they have this long...
Yeah, but those are all things that have sex with other human beings, whereas the Zoomers are not, so they spend all their time defining...
Because they spend all their time talking about it, yes.
I don't know.
We've done an article about this exact subject here on the show. I mean, this is... The issue is that they spend all of their time defining their sexualities and no time actually having sex.
Well, and we are seeing that they're spending less time even being in the company of others in a lot of cases.
Because they have their porn.
Not even hanging out with friends.
They don't need real human beings.
I don't think porn is the issue, man.
I think the porn in this country is the exact same thing with these sex dolls, except we would laugh at someone with a sex doll in this country, whereas Pornhub is perfectly acceptable. But in Japan, it's not. As the article mentioned, these people love their anime. They love their ficto.
Conan, you talk about laughing at people with the sex dolls. They've already done surveys that show a fairly high number. It's not a majority by any means, but it ain't 1 in 10. It's more like 1 out of 5, if I recall correctly, would say they would be interested in, you know, having themselves a sex doll or a sex robot.
People in this country?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I'll see if I can pull up some numbers. But there's more to say about the ficto sexuals, the new, quote, movement of people that are moving away from any relationships with other humans and instead having them with dolls. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. And we're digging in deeper to this Hatsune Miku, this character who we were introduced to as simply a doll character that a man in Tokyo has married. And he may not be the only one who has done this, because apparently there are thousands of people, according to this story here at DNYUZ.com, thousands of people.
All married to the same anime girl.
Well, we don't know about that, but there may be some of them who are.
This is reminding me. Have you seen Her?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to describe what that is?
So Joaquin Phoenix plays the sad incel who basically
in the very near future,
yeah, installs a special operating program on his computer. I guess it's an operating program that runs his everything for him, runs his house and runs his, you know, the lights and the refrigerator, and it's on his computer. And it's an AI which he develops a relationship with over time.
That's right.
A love relationship, a love interest. He becomes his love interest. Spoiler alert, it's been out for many years. At the end, by the way, she is evolving over time, which is neat. It's neat. And by the way, it's also and it's voiced by Scarlett Johansson, which is just, he just has a beautiful voice, which is perfect for the for an operating system. I would love to have an operating system that sounded like Scarlett Johansson.
Would you marry her?
She's an inanimate object, and we're going right back to the initial, what is marriage? Can I marry an inanimate object, or is it different because it's an evolved AI? Anyways, spoiler alert, she evolves, Scarlett, the AI, moves on. But before that happens, Phoenix, the incel, finds out that she's not the only AI. She is, everyone has access to this particular program. So she's having probably thousands of relationships with incels all over the planet.
And feels so special then,
and,
huh?
And well, he kind of broke his heart, and then of course she leaves him and broke his heart even more. So it's very interesting. And that
was
like 10 years ago, I think. It's an old, that's
maybe.
That movie's been around, but I recommend it. It's enlightening.
So we're learning about these people who call themselves fictosexuals, which is why, according to DNYUZ.com, this man in Japan, Akihiko Kondo, has decided he's motivated to publicize his wedding to this anime doll and to sit for awkward interviews with news media around the globe. He wants people to know about fictosexuals, that people like him are out there. And with advances in artificial intelligence...
Don't all of these people, the people you're talking about, Aria, who are always sitting around trying to define a new sexual character, a new sexual type, don't they... Isn't, at the end of the day, all they really want to do is to proclaim to the world that I have just created a new type?
So. I'm different.
I'm a new victim. I'm a new type of victim. I'm a new type of individual. I'm not a part of the collective. I am special.
No, to them it's just an intellectual exercise, you know, of how meticulously they can define themselves.
But they have
the coming out aspect of it, though, right?
But they want everyone to know that
they spend
all of their time
anymore.
They spend all of their time defining who they are as special, and making sure that the whole world knows about it.
Yeah, but if everyone is special, then no one is special.
That's a good way to look at it. So shut up, people. But they're not gonna.
Shut up and get laid. That would solve most of their issues.
Shut up and buy yourself a doll if you can't.
So we were also
can't though. That's the issue I have with these incels. It's like, dude, it is not difficult to establish a relationship with someone.
Aria, I've met plenty of incels. Who freak girls out. I mean, freak them out.
Look, there are solutions to all of those problems. They just have
to... Sure, you have to work at it, though.
Yeah. They just have to not be creeps.
Yeah, but what if it's not a physical problem? You're fat and you don't take care of yourself, but you actually have a mental disability where you are just a creep. Just you are genetically creep.
I don't know if that's a thing, but
sure it is. It is.
No, it's not a thing at all.
Environment, right?
A creep is just someone who comes.
It's both.
I can tell a creep is someone who comes onto you to whom you're not attracted. That's what a creep is.
Yeah,
everyone defines a creep as. No one's creeped out by someone they find attractive coming onto them. It's always someone they're attracted to. That's a creep.
The other bullet point is the creep doesn't pick up on it. Doesn't pick up on the signals.
So they're autistic.
Or socially inept.
Disabled.
So, but that can all be fixed.
It can, I think. I was reading on our social media, actually, just was scrolling through social.freetalklive.com, and somebody, you can do what they call boosting on there, which is the equivalent of like a retweet. And so somebody boosted somebody else's post, which was from off of our server, but on another person's server, of an individual who described him or herself as an incel, I presume himself. But they may be female incels. But anyway,
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
But
they become feminists with short, spiky green hair and overweight Ghostbuster fans.
But it was a really sad story, kind of like told his life story in four paragraphs, where he doesn't have any relationship with anyone. Basically, like when he was in middle school, he had almost no friends. And then that didn't change in high school and in college, and now, he's a total incel and has no relationships, no ability to be with people. You're right, Aria, this can be changed.
I know, but how does that even happen? How do you go through middle school without having any friends?
I don't know. It's crazy.
They exist.
How?
Absolutely
those
exist.
People exist, and those are the people who have no ability to interact with other humans.
I know that they exist. I have to think that they didn't have friends in middle school. When it's easier than ever to make friends because they didn't want any friends.
Well, anyway, those are the kind of people who are going to marry dolls.
Yes,
and or
have relationships with their anime star.
Well, now this is also an interesting detail about this story. Is as you looked into this Hatsune Miku, Aria, we discovered that she, quote unquote, isn't just an anime doll. Because, again, this man married a doll of this person. She's allegedly not even in anime. She just looks like she belongs in an anime. She's drawn in that style. But apparently what it is that she is a Vocaloid. And now this is
another new word.
This is
a new term.
I had not heard of. It is software, according to Wikipedia, that originally came out.
By the way, it sounds like something from Doctor Who.
It originally came out in 2004, and it is a commercial product by the Yamaha Corporation that essentially is a synthesizer for singers. So this character is a more recent Vocaloid episode or iteration or release or whatever, and apparently there's something like 22,000 songs that have been written with this character as the main singer, and it's all, I presume, done by her fans and the people that use this Vocaloid software to create music. You played some of it during the break, and it's so ear-screechingly bad.
It is, man.
I would feel sorry for our listeners if we actually played any of it on the air.
Yeah, but if you put some death metal to that, you would totally be listening to it.
There may be. You could look it up. Look for Hatsune Miku death metal.
I'm sure that's probably all of baby metal is using this program. You said 22,000 songs, right?
Yeah.
So the fans, and what, 20 years now? 15 years?
No. I don't know when she came out.
No. This Vocaloid program.
Vocaloid's been around since 2004. She is, apparently 2007.
There you go. So, I mean,
she's been around for a while.
That makes sense. 22,000 songs. You had the fans who are using this program. I'm surprised this hasn't caught on in the States. Being able to just
input.
Well, why? I mean, there's
this
all
is
kinds
a, this
of...
This is a neat... Look at Bonnie over there on her wrap. She's probably putting animal ears on her portrait. You know what I'm talking about, these silly apps. The cat ears, yeah.
Do you want this microphone to respond to him?
I mean, so I actually think this is so much more entertaining to actually create a song. You just input the lyrics, and you find a beat that you like, and you put it together.
And you get a singer.
I used to play with a program singer called Fruity Loops, which is basically a drum machine that you can input all your little
tricky sounds. Yeah, there's a lot of people that make music on these programs.
Yes, and I hate them.
Well, okay.
I play an actual instrument that requires actual skill.
You know, I'm the synth guy. I love that sound, and it's another instrument.
Synth has its place.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not fair, because people that make electronic music have skill in music creation.
Yeah, going back to Doctor Who, have you ever seen the making of the original Doctor Who theme?
No.
It's like the first synth production ever. And the way they put that, it's just, if you know the theme I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So they're putting sounds together. They're putting sounds together, all analog style, and they're replaying them. It's bizarre how it was so complicated compared to, say,
it's
Fruity
easier
Loops,
now.
Which is you just put a drum beat down, lickety split, and you got a song in 2 minutes.
But you still have to have an ear for music. You still have to have some idea of composition and knowing what you're doing. And I say this as someone who does not know what he's doing, has never attempted to do anything like this. You know, some of that stuff is going to be bad. Probably of the 22,000 songs, probably 21,900 and some are terrible.
Absolute crap. Well, you've heard people going to the karaoke.
Yeah.
I'm thinking especially people of of a particular country. It's horrible. They all sound like Shatner singing Spaceman or whatever.
The number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on Vocaloids marrying anime dolls, it's this bizarre world we live in. There's more to say about it coming up in hour number two. 603-283-6160.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.